The alien blinked several times, overwhelmed by the intensity of Adam's demands. Then the creature looked off to the side, to someone who was speaking to him. The alien nodded and then stepped aside. Another person took his place. To Adam's shock, it was a human. The middle-aged man with a buzz-cut haircut and longish red beard had a sly grin on his tanned face, along with laughing brown eyes that seemed out of place under the circumstances. "Who are you?" Adam demanded.
"I'm John Graham, the acting commander of the PC Security Force, and you are the famous Adam Kane."
The man had a distinctive Scottish accent.
"I'm told you're killing natives who have already surrendered, murdering them in cold blood." "The enemy dies in battle. That's hardly murder."
"It is after they've laid down their weapons and surrendered."
"A technicality, Mr. Kane."
"I don't care what you call it. I order you to stop immediately." Graham frowned.
"I'm sorry, but I don't see anywhere in my charter that I work for you. You can't give me orders."
"I can, if you don't want the full force of the enforcers down on your head. We haven't taken sides in this conflict yet, but that's about to change."
"Relax, Kane. This will all be over in a few minutes. You see, the natives in question took something from me. I'm simply retrieving my property."
"Then take it and let the prisoners go."
"I'm afraid I can't do that. But, as I said, don't worry. Once I have my package, I'm leaving this godforsaken planet. You and the damn natives can have it. After you killed my friend and benefactor, Wolfgang Stemmel, there's not much left to keep me here."
Peanut caught Adam's attention, having just gotten off his earcom. "The shuttle's on the way down. ETA 10 minutes.
"I heard that," said Graham.
He grimaced.
"Unfortunately, I can't allow the shuttle to land. You see, my little operation here is off the books, and the fewer people who know about it, the better."
"I know about it," Adam countered.
"Yeah, but not for much longer."
"You wouldn't dare," Adam gasped. "I'm the head of the enforcers."
"That you are. But you see, I checked with the garrison. They have no record of you being on Corish Nor, and unfortunately for you, the natives have begun disguising some of their units as enforcer peacekeepers to keep their vehicles from being attacked. And since we checked, all we can assume is that you are one of those fake units."
Adam bit his bottom lip. In his haste, he didn't check in with the enforcer garrison on Corish Nor. Graham was right. No one on the surface knew he was here. And that was when the missile struck the APC.